Madame, it's the story of a couple of Americans who come to Paris to save their marriage. They are rich people, high society. It's their first dinner party. They're gonna be 12. And at the last minute, there's a 13th guest showing up. So Toni Collette, playing the part of Madame, is very worried because it's bad luck. So she asks her maid, who's played by Rosie de Palma, to like just put a dress on and pretend to be another friend. So the maid is sitting with everyone. There's a few laughters during dinner party, but the day after, someone calls because he fell in love with her. So it's about social class and can you move from a position to another?
Was really quite a fun dinner scene. It was my favorite scene in the film. How did you go about putting this together and executing really, such a great points of humor and really great one-liners?
Thank you. It's the hardest part to shoot actually, because we had 3 days to shoot. At the end, it's 12 minutes and a half and the movie, but it was very funny to have this rhythm of comedy and to have all those great actors sitting all together at the dinner party. I think you all expect for Ross's character to mess it up. So we are just looking at her, and I think we all feel at a certain point that we are not welcome in a place or that we don't fit in. And we all have been the maid at a dinner party once in our life, so we can really understand what she goes through. It was an idea that I had, and I was about to write a play with it. And then I figured, like, it's too bad not to have all these people sitting around the table. I really need to see them. So I directly put it as a screenplay really quickly. And with the help of Matthew Robbins, who's an amazing, very well-known writer.
And you mentioned Toni Collette, but you just had another major star in the film, Harvey Keitel. How did you find working with Harvey?
Well, I was quite impressed at the beginning because he's legendary, but he's very soft, nice, and he's asking for directions. He's very trustful, and it gave me strength as a director. We worked together, and they all came on a small budget movie because they loved the story. So obviously, we were all there for good reasons. So it helped trying to do the best movie possible together.
And Toni Collette, she has quite a number of engaging scenes in the film, but there's one particular scene about halfway through the film in at night in a pool, which was very striking, very different in tone from what else happened in the film. What was the thinking behind this particular sequence?
Well, the character of Tony in the movie is someone who believe in class and society, but just said goodbye to feelings and love. And because her maid falls in love, she said, "Why not me?" And she thinks it can happen, and she can create it artificially. So she just goes naked, vulnerable in the water, and trying to get love and it doesn't happen. So it's a very violent moment, and where she decides that if she doesn't get love, why someone else could. And she starts to destroy the love affair between her maid and her friend. Rosie de Palma is like this Almodovar actress, so she's very. Everyone knows her. Like, even if you don't know her name, you remember her face. She has a very particular face. And I was really happy to make her beautiful as she is. Sometimes her strangeness is used for what it is and not to reveal her inner beauty. And I think in this movie, you really feel for her. It was great working with her also. There are very different actors all in the movie. I had to understand how to address to each other. It wasn't the same. And for Rosie, it's more talking about her emotion. She's not as a technique as Toni. Toni is a very technical actress. Rosie is more emotional.
Now, the ending, it had a bit of an unexpected ending, and in some ways it was a little ambiguous. Was this deliberate? What was your thinking behind the conclusion of the film?
Well, it's hard to reveal the ending of the film, but it's a modern romantic comedy. I think we all want to tell our daughters or the young women that they can live happily ever after because they love themselves as they are and not through the eye of a man. And I think in this way, it's a very feminist movie telling us that you can find love when you love yourself. And this is the journey that Rosie is going through in the movie.
And lastly, you had the world premiere last night, and are you excited to show the film to more Sydney audiences?
It was the first time I had an audience in to see the movie yesterday, so it was really moving for me. I was scared, and I didn't expect people to laugh that much. So and now I can't wait to be tonight and see if the magic starts again. I hope so.